Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't often make the mainstream discussions, but are things that we should talk about. Today, we're going to talk about the question of what to do with my life. Have you ever been at a crossroads where you're not sure what to do with your life? You've made many decisions, you've tried a number of things, and you feel like you hit a roadblock. It happens to many people. Their dreams, their goals seem to get shattered, they disappear. And the question stays around, haunting you, waking you up at nights. It's a constant part of your routine of trying to unravel the confusion that you found yourself in. Why does this happen? And what are some of the things that we can do when we feel stuck, when we're asking ourselves the question, what to do with my life? Let's peel it back a little and try to understand why sometimes we get to that stage. It could be because there's an absence of role models. Think about it. There are many people who grow up with nobody that they look up to. It could be a function of the type of parental guidance that you get. If your parents don't have or never had dreams, if they weren't successful, if they didn't consider certain things as important like wealth and health and education, then it's very likely that they influenced you in that way. And in addition to not having a role model within the home, you didn't have one outside, so there was this lack of guidance. In some cases, it's because you listen to people who didn't have good success equations. And in the absence of appropriate knowledge, you followed guidance that led you down the wrong path. I spoke to a friend of mine who said, you know, a teacher told her to take a couple of years off from school. Well, a couple of years became a lifetime, and the dreams that she had were never realized. It's also likely that you were influenced by those who did not really care and did not have your back and did not support your ideas. And their influence led to actions, led to a breakdown in confidence, led to possibly a buildup of fears. And that led to paralysis, a lack of action, and ultimately a buildup of confusion. It is always likely that we're going to take chances in life that don't deliver the outcomes that we're looking for. But those who are successful are those who pick themselves up, try again, try something new, fail over and over before they hit the jackpot of success. And the confusion that some people constantly live with for those who are successful is actually replaced by confidence. Confidence in their ability to take on challenges. Confidence in their ability to overcome these challenges. Confidence in their skills and their passion that it will take them somewhere, in some cases, a place that they did not really map out. So the way success would look was never their major driver. Their driver was primarily the goal that they wanted to achieve. So it could be financial stability. It could be business success. It could be social recognition. It could be just being better than their parents, because sometimes that's the driver that is fueling the energy that takes people forward and takes them out of that spot of what to do with their lives. Because what they know deep inside is that my life circumstance and my outcome will be better than that of my parents, better than that of my family, better than that of my siblings or my friends, because that's not where I am going to settle. And it means that they required a number of characteristics to drive them to that point. And when you try to answer the question of what am I going to do with my life? Where do I go from here? There are a couple of things that I think are important in that equation. One of them is that you have to push yourself. You've got to build the confidence in you and your passion to take you there. It is great to have outside influences. It's great to have people who motivate and help you along. But oftentimes that comes somewhere down the road. So to get yourself started, there has to be some energy, and it has to be from within. It does require that you are assertive. You've got to be able to understand and believe in yourself and believe in what you want and be open to asking the questions and putting yourself, in some cases, in a vulnerable position in order to get your voice heard, in order to get your passion and your dream in front of those who might be able to assist you in moving forward. It does require some open-mindedness, the willingness to realize that the prescription for your outcome might not be the way you see it, but you're going to have to take your chances and accept some of the things that you didn't even imagine existed that would contribute to your success. You've got to build accountability within yourself. You've got to conquer your self-doubt. So all those voices that keep telling you that you can't must be replaced by voices that tell you that you can. Voices that teach you that failure is a part of the process and that the judgment of others is only a part of what it takes to get there. Age is not a factor. We all go through these different stages. Some people have this confusion early in their lives. Some people have it late in their lives. And it doesn't matter. What I know and what is real talk is that at some point, at any point, you can take up the challenge of answering that question in the affirmative and moving forward to achieve the outcomes that you want for your life. It's time to go. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Please like and share it. And if you want to add comments, please download the Podbean app. Until the next episode, stay positive, no matter what.